Trying to Ditch the Rule. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
Slaughter's of U.S. rule has been a major issue of Tennessee Farm Bureau and farmers all across the country.
The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit has issued a temporary stay of the EPA and Corps of Engineers Waters of the U.S. rule nationwide. That rule that went into effect in August has been an issue that farmers nationwide have been fighting to stop. Tennessee Farm Bureau President Lacey Upchurch says even though this may be temporary, at least the courts have seen a problem and acted accordingly.
We're tickled to death that the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled in favor of farmers and rural people and really all people that, you know, work in the earth, and we're extremely pleased with that.
Upchurch says Tennessee was one of several states that signed on to a lawsuit this summer to stop the EPA Waters of the U.S. rule. The stay issued by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit is applicable nationwide now and will remain in effect until that court rules on whether it has jurisdiction to hear the case. In the meantime, Upchurch says Congress, and specifically the Senate, should act now.
And the House has already passed a bill that would stop EPA's overreaching authority of people all across the country, and we hope that the Senate will take up that very soon and solve this problem and start over. Both of our senators many members of our congressional delegation support us on this issue, and they realize that it's a land grab by the federal government, and I think they support us, but you know, it's an uphill battle.
Now, one of the biggest concerns with the Waters of the U.S. rule is that it would allow the EPA to regulate such things as ditches on private property when hardly any water ever flows through them. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.